When the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
Welcome you to so-called radio time, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and George Foote, Doug Collins and the Mayors, and Bing's guests, Johnny Mercer and Rhonda Fleming. And now here's a man who was recently singled out by prominent plastic surgeons as having a typical American nose, Bing Crosby.
My nose made the news, huh, Ken?
Oh, it certainly did, Bing.
Anyhow, Ken, where did you uncover this startling nasal note?
Well, I read it at the breakfast table just the other morning.
You better be careful, Ken. I know a man who lost a good wife because he read the paper at the table.
Really?
Yep. Every morning, he'd pop his newspaper in front of him and eat his breakfast in complete silence.
Oh.
His wife finally got so mad, one morning she got up from the table and left him.
Why didn't he stop her?
Didn't know she was gone until the next morning when he read about it in the paper.
Well, Bing, I can understand why you don't want to hide behind a newspaper at breakfast. After all, you shouldn't cover up that beautiful, typical American nose.
It's time to turn to the typical American grindstone and join John Scott Trotter and the Rhythm Heirs in Careless Hands. Careless Hands is dedicated to Sam Amundsen, the mighty masseur of the Finlandia bath. John, a careful down, please.
I let my heart fall into careless hands. Careless hands that broke my heart in two. You held my dreams like worthless stranger's sand. Careless hands don't care when things slip through. I brought you joy, and dear, I loved you so. But all that sunshine didn't make those roses grow. If you don't change, someday you'll know the sorrow of careless hands that can't hold on to love. Someday you'll know the sorrow of careless hands that can't hold on to love. Careless hands, ooh, careless hands, careless hands that can't hold on to love.
Bing Crosby and the Rhythm Heirs. Very lively, boys and girls.
I would try to be gay and carefree, Ken.
Well, good. I think everybody should be carefree, Bing, except when they buy refrigerators. Then they've got to be careful.
You said it, Ken. The box to buy is that new Philco Advanced Design for $49.
All right, Bing. You know, those Philco engineers are real wizards. They designed a refrigerator that has much more storage space for the amount of room it takes up.
I wonder if we could send Trotter back to the factory and have him redesign. Pick up a little here, a little there, add some.
Incidentally, folks, why don't you, John Scott Trotter, ride down to your Philco dealer and get a look at this wonderful new refrigerator.
Beautiful. John Scott Trotter, Ken, you just trot into your commercial. Stop all this bad enough.
Okay, Bing, we're off. Folks, if you want a carefree kitchen, be careful to buy one of Philco's sensational new advanced design models. For instance, that new Philco 897 is a real box of magic from the Philco Laboratories. It gives you Philco's famous transparent conservador, the patented shelf-lined inner door that doubles your front shelf space. Handy? Oh, you're so right. It not only puts the foods you use most often right out where they're easy to reach, but being transparent, it lets you pick out at a glance any other foods on the shelves inside that you want. And it's economical, too, because it keeps the cold from spilling out of the refrigerator every time Junior opens the door for a bottle of pop. All this, plus a built-in home freezer with zero zone temperatures and loads of other luxury features that make the Philco 897 the most useful and beautiful refrigerator in the industry. Get yours on easy terms now and enjoy the last word in kitchen luxury from Philco, famous for quality the world over.
A little item, wasn't it? The first name on our guest roster this evening is that of one of America's favorite songwriters, one of my favorite song singers, and one of Savannah George's favorite sons. His business is music, his presence is imminent, and his name is Johnny Mercer. Jog it out here, John Boy.
If you consider a jog, Mr. Stevens.
John Boy, quite a spell has elapsed since you were our guest on the Philco show last time. What have you been doing since then?
Answering my fan mail.
Did you get such an avalanche of postal plaudits as all that?
I got two letters.
Two letters? It looks like you heard from every single one of our listeners and a friend.
I hit the jackpot, huh?
You beat it, but fractured it. Johnny, don't tell me it took you all this time to answer two letters.
Yeah, I'm very slow at composing letters. But I will say, when I'm through with them, they're usually hits.
Yes, I recorded one of your letters over at Decca the other day.
We recorded one over at Capitol, too.
Oh, I forgot you are a big executive over at Capitol Records. What do you do over there, John?
Well, man, I'm the head hole cutter. Hey, what are you... What are you doing over at Decca now?
I'm feeling a little... Well, you remember I used to be vice president in charge of counting grooves.
Yeah, and you got promoted?
I should say I did. I'm now head label licker.
Yeah? No fooling. How does a fella get to be a label licker?
Well, for me, it just comes natural, right. But for most folks, they got to start in the office licking postage stamps for 4 or 5 years.
I tried it once. I had so many stamps stuck on my tongue at one time, they had to take me over to the post office and get my head canceled.
I tell you, being in the record business is no joke, John.
Yeah, Bing, when the average person drops a nickel in the jukebox, little does he realize the personal attention that you and I have given to that platter.
Yeah, and little does he realize how we're going to fight over that nickel. John, how about you giving your personal attention to a song along about in here?
Well, I'm all wound up. You just slip a nickel in my hand and watch my face light up.
Here you are, John. Oh, what other program pays their guest stars in advance?
I've got a tune out now called Glowworm. Why don't you sing it with me?
I don't know, John. Glowworm is such an intricate melodic pattern, I doubt that I could master it off the cuff like.
You must not be thinking of the same Glowworm I am. Jump in, Bing.
Okay, John, you open it and I'll close it or rip it.
Little glowworm,
tender
faster.
I don't know who you took a shine to,
or who you're out to make a sign to,
but I got a girl that I love so.
Blow, little blow away, put on a show away. Blow, little blow
away, John. Thank you, John. Please stand by now while I perform a most pleasant task. Paramount has a Technicolor Festival currently screening around the nation's showrooms entitled The Connecticut Yankee and King Arthur's Court. In this musical romp, it is my good fortune to play opposite a beautiful and talented redhead, Rhonda Fleming. It is our mutual good fortune to have her with us this evening. Miss Fleming, take a bow.
Thank you, Dave.
Rhonda, dear girl, what happened to your beautiful long piece and tresses?
I had my hair cut, Dink. After I finished Connecticut Yankee, I made a picture with Bob Hope.
Rhonda, how could you? How ever could you? By the way, what's the title of Bob's new picture?
The Great Lover.
He must have had his oil changed, I know. I'll say one thing, Rhonda. You're a game kid. You really are. First you do love scenes with me, and then you do love scenes with Hope.
Yes, what an education. I learned about the birds from you and the bees from Bob.
Oh. Bee-Bob, eh? Confidentially, Rhonda, between Bob and myself, I wouldn't want this bruited about, but you can tell me, this whisper in my pink and shell light, which one of us is the greatest lover?
Yeah, I'm close, then.
Mm-hmm.
Frankly, when it comes to a love scene, I'd say that you and Bob are exactly alike.
Oh, well, that does it. I'm crushed. I'm going to get my tuxedo back from Everett and rejoin Whiteman. I've had it. That's all. The end. Bob. Get me my symbol.
Well, don't misunderstand me, Bill. You and Bob are both very romantic. In a love scene, with my eyes closed, I can't tell you apart.
Well, Rhonda, you should be able to tell me some Hope by my typical American nose.
Come to think of it, yours is colder.
Well, I'm healthier.
Yes, and you pant more, too.
Well, I'm healthier, that's all. Rhonda, I have a slight hunch that I'm getting nowhere here with this dialogue. How would you like to sing a song for the folks?
Oh, that would be fine.
How about When It's Sometime from our picture?
Okay, will you join me?
Well, I'd love to, but while we're singing, keep your eyes open, will you? I don't want you to go around telling people you can't tell me from Carmen Lombardo. John Scott, will you wait till some people?
Make it clear
lovely, Rhonda. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Carmen.
Hey, Rhonda, you haven't met Johnny Mercer yet, have you?
No, I haven't.
Well, if you close your eyes, you can't tell him from Hoagie Carmichael.
I ought to bop you right on your typical American nose.
Now, just joshing, John. Miss Fleming, may I present Mr. Mercer?
Hello, Johnny.
I'm charmed, Miss Fleming. My, but you certainly are a beautiful girl. What part of Georgia are you from?
I was born in Los Angeles.
You know, Johnny, Rhonda was my leading lady in the Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court. Did you see it?
I did, and I went right home and wrote my own Southern version. It'll be a hit in 2 weeks.
Well, let's do your Southern version right now. What do you say?
Okay, can you start it? Mr. Trotter, stand fair. Mercer Productions presents A Georgia Cotton Chopper in King Trotter's Court.
I am Sir Harry. I am a Scotch knight.
I am Lady Rhonda. I am a bourbon princess.
I am Sir Johnny. I am a gin fizz.
Yes, Sir King.
The king would see you in his private chambers.
I will go immediately, but first I must remove my helmet. Vacuum packed, you know.
Look, Sir Harry, the king is coming to you.
Sir Harry, the Lilies of Crosby?
Yes, Your Highness.
I must talk with you. You see, I'm getting old and fat.
Yes, Your Wideness.
Forsooth, I am worried about my daughter, the princess. Forsooth, she is not married, forsooth.
How far, forsooth, are you going, John?
If it would ease your mind, I would surely be too happy to marry your beautiful, shapely, lovely, exquisite daughter. Sir Harry, you make me so happy. I would turn a cartwheel.
Don't try it, King. You'll never get that kite off the ground.
I go, Your Highness.
Oh, he bloweth without.
His eye. His eyes, Sir Harry, red nickels in the brass section.
Sir Harry.
What is that noise?
Sire, your tailgate is dragging.
Dag nabbit, I've got to get that latch fixed. Really, there's not a decent solder pin in the entire kingdom.
All you handsome knights be concealed in those heavy suits of armor.
Well, I don't know about the other fellows, but when I'm out in the open, I think of
Princess Rhonda. Princess Rhonda, I have come to ask your hand in marriage.
Sir Harry, thou art brave and handsome, but I'm not sure I love you. You see, I am fond of another.
Another what?
He's a charming foreigner from far across the sea. His name is Johnny.
Princess Rhonda! Princess Rhonda!
Hark, there he is now.
Oh, Ronnie!
What is it, Jimmy Jim?
I'm a regular Dennis Day, you know.
Come on in, Johnny.
Here I am, baby. George's gift to King Trotter's Court.
Johnny, may I present to Harry a square from the round table.
Howdy, soldier. Your tailgate's dragging.
Again? I thought I felt a draft.
Princess, I come to propose to you. Will you marry me?
Say thyself, knave. I, too, have come to propose to the princess.
Well, we both can't marry the gal. The greatest lover will win her.
That's okay with me.
Then pluck up your royal lips, baby. Georgia's on the march. Wow, there goes my tailgate.
Johnny, I want to say right now that your version of Mark Twain's old story will never replace Mark Twain's old story.
Thanks, Bing, and the same to you.
Hey, we're standing here with our faces hanging out. Why don't we do something about together, like Small Fry, huh?
Sure, Bing. Could we do the old version or the new version?
The new one, huh?
Okay.
Let's go.
All right.
Small Fry, shall we revive this old creation?
Well, I don't mind.
Small Fry, you know there's a brand new generation.
My, you mean that we're before their time?
Well, they think that Bing is a noise that you make with a chime. Small Fry, there's been a world war, partner.
Ah, but Small Fry, there's also been Ava Gardner.
Oh, clap hands.
We've had the new look.
Hello.
And a change in women's hats.
The only thing that ain't changed is the Democrat.
The rumba took the place of swing.
Moved it.
And bebop now is the thing.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Yes, sir, I put on my beret. And I face it each every day.
And what?
Then the audience, they too wet.
Well, Small Fry, your hair ain't getting any grayer.
No, but Small Fry,
let me know it.
My window is getting bare.
My, you mean you're known as Acto Faye?
At home they call me Turham with the Ellie Bay. For a fella to get adjusted.
Yes, it is, Saul Fry, and especially once you've rusted.
My, you mean they're thinking of trading us in?
Well, honest John would if we were chromium, but we just tin.
Hey, tin?
Yeah, Saul Fry.
Listen,
how
dude.
About your battery? Is it sparking?
Well, Small Fry, it is, but I use it just for parking.
Well, these rumble seats are ours. They're really not the fair.
No, the Fords are out in front, but we're out in the back like a camp.
Say, I heard your kids when they were here.
And?
Well, you should have gone out for a beer.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes, indeed.
I will move.
You ought to keep them standing by.
I don't see why.
Well, when the notes get too high.
Continue.
I understand that your nose begins to bleed.
Tell me, Small Fry.
How about this television?
Small Fry?
Yeah.
I've been withholding my decision.
Yeah, but man, just think. You sit right at home and you play a scene.
But they can't get my piazza on that little bitty screen.
Like the scale says, with each new pound,
I'll be seeing you around.
Oh, me, oh, my Small Fry.
Thank you, John. And now... Now, while we catch our breath, let's hear about some big fries from Philadelphia.
Thanks, Bing. Folks, before you hit the road for your summer vacation, head into your Philco dealer first and set yourself up with Philco's Powerhouse 607 Portable. This super-powered luggage-style Philco is right up there with the programs no matter where you go. Mountains, woods, the lakes, the beach. You pick the spot and your Philco 607 will pick up the programs with power to spare and tone that's really mellow. It's super-powered for super performance in all those faraway places. And this famous Philco is not only a natural on vacations, it's right at home in your living room, too. Gives you amazing reception on battery or on AC or DC house current. So for tops in travel listening in faraway places, or for a handy extra radio for just traveling around the house, get the performance champion. Ask your dealer for the Philco 607, the quality portable from the world's largest radio manufacturer, Philco, the leader.
Well, big ballad hit of the spring season.
Again, this couldn't happen again. This is that once in a lifetime. This is the thrill divine. What's more, this never happened before. Though I have prayed for a lifetime that such as you would suddenly be mine, mine to hold as I'm holding you now. And yet, never so near. Mine to have when the now and the here disappear. What matters, dear, for when this doesn't happen again? We'll have this moment forever, but never, never again. For when this doesn't happen again, we'll have this moment forever. Never, never again.
That's about all we have for this evening. I'd like to thank Rhonda Fleming for lending her charm and beauty to us this evening.
Thank you, Ben. It was fun.
And Mr. Mercer?
Yes, sir?
You've been charming, too.
And you've been beautiful.
We'll meet your guests next week.
Next week, Rhonda, we swing open the doors to not one, but five guest starters.
You getting them wholesale now?
No, the five of whom I speak are one terrific act, John. Kay Thompson and the Williams brothers.
That could be a great show.
We hope so. Good night, Rhonda.
Good night, Dean.
So long, small fry.
Goodbye, French fry.
Good night, folks. Thank you very much. Thank you.
This program was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Rhonda Fleming appeared to the courtesy of David O. Selznick, producer of Portrait of Jenny. Tune in to Philco Radio Time next week and hear Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins and the Mayors, and Bing's guests, Kay Thompson and the Williams Brothers. And remember, keep your eye on your Philco dealer now for the greatest values in radio phonographs from Philco, the leader.